Okay, welcome to Explore Education Today with the Dr. Lady. Remember my teaser. We're going to be talking about, what are we talking about now? Next, we're going to be covering keeping your kids busy when you're stuck at home. We're going to do toddlers and preschoolers today. Then next episode is 5 to 7, and the one after that is 8 to 10, and then we're going to give parent tips. So there's going to be a few follow-up episodes to this. But basically, today we're talking about toddlers and preschoolers. If they're going to daycare and preschool or anything like that, you have to realize they're used to a certain type of structure. So they're going to be craving that when they're at home. They're going to be wanting to have a little bit more structure. So here's some of the things you can do definitely for them, and other children will definitely be interested. How about simply cooking something? Taking the time to spend with your child while you're cooking. Showing them how to wash fruits and vegetables. This is the kind of thing you learn in Montessori as well. Most toddlers like to play in the kitchen. I think as adults we lose that fun thing about the kitchen. But washing fruits and vegetables is something simple, easy. Mix dry and wet ingredients together. Scoop and stir ingredients. Mash soft ingredients like bananas. Make simple things that are good for you. And you can taste them after. Or you can just experiment with different things. Now, something you can do, and I've done this in a kindergarten class with four-year-olds, is actually start teaching ratio. Have some sugar, have some salt, and some flour. All right, maybe colored sugar. And show them how to mix them together in percentages, like half a cup, half a teaspoon, usually using teaspoons and small increments. Measuring devices are the best, the little spoon ones. And you can show them, like, put in half this, half that. Put in one quarter this, one quarter this, one quarter this, one quarter that, if I explained that well. But I've done that before, and it's very easy to teach them ratio. They may never remember the word, but they're going to remember the concept. Also, someone posted online on Facebook about kids and learning math. This is a great way to learn math. I gave the example of, okay, I have two pieces of toast. And if I give you two pieces of toast, how many pieces of toast do we have together? And like when you're making your sandwich, I'm putting 1, 2, 3 pieces of meat on my bread, and you're putting 2. How many do we have? You can start learning math and counting very easily with young children, and even older ones, pushing math without actually pushing math. Isn't that great? They're going to be learning something without you having to force it. It'll be a lot more fun for them to experience it. Plus, you're going to build some independence in your child. Again, I would say looking up some Montessori type things and how they do that in the young stages of 2 and 3 years old. It's a great activity. And older kids love it too. Like make a fluffernutter sandwich. Things like that. Things they haven't experienced yet. Or teaching them how to make a cake. But we're talking about preschoolers now. But just so you know, activities are great for all kids of all ages. Break out the bubbles. Bubbles are always a great thing. You can make your own with half a cup of corn syrup, 3 cups of water, and 1 cup of dish soap. Some people swear by Dawn and Joy for making it. Stir the corn syrup into the water first, then gently mix in the dish soap. Again, you can show percentages to your children and how to do things. Demonstrate this just like you're a doctor or scientist, sitting in the kitchen at the table and showing them how to mix the different things. Bubbles are always fun. I've always loved bubbles as kids. I still do. Anytime somebody breaks out the bubble machine, I'm chasing them around. Paint. Now, make sure it's washable paint. That's just a tip from me. Let's elaborate. Arts and crafts is likely not to be your tot's league, most children enjoy creating, experimenting with paint. So find an activity, and especially if you can go outside, do it outside and maybe paint, find some rocks and paint them. Or if you have something like cartons left over in the kitchen, paint those. So you're recycling, reusing, and renewing things. So maybe you can make a wind chime that doesn't really chime. If you're using plastic containers, they'll clank, but that's okay. Use things like leaves, cotton swabs, forks, all kinds of different things to make the paints. This is one of my absolute favorites, and they do this a lot in kindergartens in Asia, is they set up an obstacle course without any tools, without any proper obstacle course equipment. You can do this at home. Like we used to make forts under the table. I suggest make a fort as well. But something that you can do is set up a little bit of an obstacle course so they can climb, crawl, jump, and roll. And they can go under things, over things, around things. Make it safe. Make sure you have enough room and they're not going to fall off. Watch them. Hold them as they're going. You know, if they need some help, be right there with them. And this can be a fun way to make them really, really tired. This can be a fun way for them to expel some energy, especially if you're stuck inside the house. It's a great activity, and it's simple. Very, very simple. There's so many things we can do at home with toddlers and preschoolers. And again, talk to your schools as well. See what kind of things that they're doing in class, and you can accent those at home when they're at home. If you're homeschooling, you can use some of these activities for your younger children when you're teaching the older kids. So maybe you give them a small activity. Work with them a few days with your other children. Get them used to types of activities, and then let them experiment on their own at a table next to you or in a PlayStation that's near you. Make an area for them to make a little bit of a mess in. So you can watch them, let them play, and not just watch TV or play on electronic devices, but you can let them start exploring the world. Maybe set up a little mock kitchen for a month or two, and then teach them to do things in the kitchen, and then let them do those things in play at the PlayStation one, the children's kitchen. This is a way they can really learn some independence as well. So experiment with ideas like that. It's great to do. Like I said, one of my favorites is the obstacle course. If you have any suggestions, please leave comments or email me. And I want to thank you for following us. And please follow us here on our podcasts and videocasts, as well as anyone interested in being a parent on the show, please do let me know also. You can find my email and just email me at me@dradama.com. And I'd love to have some parents on the show, get some feedbacks of things like this that they're trying. So let me know. And I think that I'm going to leave it there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can tell you guys. But basically, that gives you a good foundation. And think of what they do in a Montessori school. It's a great thing to connect with other teachers as well. Not just parents, but teachers. And then ask them, hey, what do you do in your Montessori class? Or if your child goes to a Montessori school and they're home for a period of time because of COVID or other things that are happening right now, which has made this whole homeschooling industry boom and online education booming right now. But it's not a bad thing, I don't think, either. I think we need to pay more attention to our children and their needs. I wish that we were back in the world where one parent could stay home and be with the children, because we need that. They need the structure, the socialization. I think the parents could use a break from having to have a two-income family. Sorry, that's my political view, I guess. That's my dream view of the world, is that we have more choices. You know, two parents that want to work, great, but then being able to afford to have their child taken care of with a small babysitting type service or a good school, depending on the age, when they're really young. So I'm going to leave you there. Thank you guys very much for listening, and and I will shout at you later. The next ones coming up are what? The 5 to 7 year olds will be the next podcast. Thank you.